Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono issues call to arms when debating abortion ban. By Paul Bois on September 14, 2022. Democrat extremism in the wake of President Joe Biden's dark MAGA speech heated up some more on Wednesday when Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, issued a call to arms on the Senate floor while debating a national abortion ban. "When I hear my colleagues talking about how, you know, it should be state rights or government should not be telling us what to do. The word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing," said Hirono. "This is an outright attack on women in this country," she continued. "That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies, that is how we see it. Why? Because that's what's happening." Hirono concluded her speech by saying the proposed abortion ban after 15 weeks is literally a call to arms in our country. Hirono's rhetoric follows statements from Democrat Ohio Senate candidate Tim Ryan, who said his party needs to kill and confront an extremist Republican movement. "Look, Democrats aren't right on everything, and I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity and into an age of reconciliation and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems?" he said on MSNBC's morning show. "Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we are dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement, but working with normal mainstream Republicans, that's going to be really, really important," he added. Both statements followed President Joe Biden's infamous dark MAGA speech in which he portrayed MAGA Republicans as violent right-wingers who disrespect the Constitution and seek to strip Americans of their most basic rights. "MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution," Biden said. "They do not believe in the rule of law, they do not believe in the rule of law, they do not recognize the will of the people. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards," he added. "Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy. No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence." A Harvard Capps-Harris poll found that a majority of Americans believe Biden's speech only divided the country and did little to help unite the nation.